This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Though it is not known how he would enforce it, U.S. President Donald Trump says he is ready to sign an executive order to get rid of TikTok in the United States as he tries to pressure the short video app's Chinese owner to sell it off. The move is apparently tied to worries over how TikTok handles personal data and would represent a major blow for Beijing-based ByteDance, one of the few truly global Chinese conglomerates, thanks to TikTok's commercial success. Mr. Trump's announcement yesterday followed what were called frantic negotiations between the White House, ByteDance, and potential buyers of TikTok, including Microsoft, but there was no deal. Reuters quotes a source who says ByteDance's valuation expectations for TikTok exceed $50 billion and that the company insists on retaining minority ownership. Seemingly complicated talks. TikTok is up to 80 million active monthly users in the United States. The U.S. has intensified its economic pressure on China over its treatment of ethnic minorities, notably Uyghurs in the far western Xinjiang province. It is the latest sign of deterioration in U.S.-China relations and comes a week after the Trump administration closed the Chinese consulate in Houston, Texas, prompted Beijing to force last weekend shutdown of the U.S. consulate in Chengdu. The U.S. Treasury Department says it has blacklisted the Xinjiang Production and Construction Corps, known as XPCC, along with its former party secretary and the current deputy secretary. China denies minority mistreatment and says the camps holding large numbers of Uyghurs provide vocational training needed to fight extremism. The beginning of August brings with it the news that the coronavirus death toll in the United States soared by over 25,000 in July, as cases doubled in 19 states during the month. The figures come from a Reuters tally and further erode hopes of quickly reopening the American economy. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. This is VOA News. The United States recorded 1.87 million new coronavirus cases in July, pushing the total infection to over 4.5 million at a cost of more than 153,000 lives. Some outdoor virus testing sites in Florida are shutting down in anticipation of Hurricane Isaias. Meanwhile, the state's daily death numbers are setting grim records. Nearly 7,000 people in Florida have died in the pandemic so far. Case count in the state, more than 470,000. Worldwide, Johns Hopkins University puts the COVID case number at 17.6 million, with fatalities approaching 680,000. Mexico now has the third largest loss of life in the pandemic, 46,000 people, trailing only the United States and Brazil. Mexican health officials yesterday said the country had recorded close to 700 new fatalities. Vietnam suffered its first COVID-19 death this week. Now a third victim has died in the city of Da Nang, which has become a hotspot with more than 100 infections, including a dozen new cases today. COVID is again spreading in Hong Kong. The semi-autonomous Chinese territory reported 100 new corona cases today. City authorities have reimposed dining restrictions and face mask requirements. Then there is India, which is reporting a dramatic spike of more than 5,700 infections in the latest 24-hour period, pushing its caseload to almost 1.7 million. More than a million of those infections happened in July. In South Korea, the elderly leader of a religious sect has been arrested after being linked to more than 5,000 of the country's 14,000 COVID infections. He's charged with underreporting religious gatherings. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's putting off plans to further ease lockdown conditions in the UK. Johnson says there is evidence that the prevalence of COVID-19 in the community is likely rising for the first time since May. Britain has lost upwards of 46,000 lives to the pandemic. In Namibia, schools will be suspended for the second time in 4 months next week. President Hage Geingob also says limits on public gatherings will be tightened to 100 from 250. Amid surging coronavirus cases, Namibia has 2,129 confirmed COVID infections and only 10 deaths, but the country's rate of daily new cases is now the fourth highest on the African continent. South Korean tech giant Samsung says it is ending operations at its last computer factory in China, the latest manufacturer to shift production from the world's second largest economy. This as companies rethink their production and supply chains amid rising Chinese labor costs, the U.S.-China trade war, and the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Samsung factory involved shipped $4.3 billion worth of goods out of China in 2012. By 2018, that figure was just $1 billion. More news online via remote. I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.